This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 36 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have good neighbor Corey Keck from Fathmore Seymour Solar joining us. Corey, welcome.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, pleasure. Always good to meet nice people out in the neighborhood and get to know their local businesses. So why don't we jump right in, and could you share a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so I work for FAFCO Seymour Solar. We're a family-owned business up in Cape Coral. We service Marco Island up through Port Charlotte. So we include the Estero, Fort Myers, Bonita area. And we service and provide all things solar energy. So our two biggest sections of business are solar pool heating. That's a technology that we've been doing since the 70s. As well as solar photovoltaic, or PV for short, that we have been doing since 1999.
Wow. And I'm sure that it seems like the technology has definitely changed since you started doing this. So are there things, newer things that are obviously more efficient, but better now that people should know about?
Yeah. So on the pool heating side of things, like I said, that technology was invented in the 60s, and it's by and large pretty much the same as it was then. You just have these large black mats that you plumb water, your pool water through. And by virtue of the Florida sun, it obviously gets hot and gets returned to the pool. So the overall concept of those has been unchanged for the last, 50 years or so, but they have gotten better. I mean, there's been advancements on how they attach to a home. So they're more resilient than they used to be. They don't blow off as easily. They can stand up to our storms, as well as, the longevity of those systems. They don't fail at the rates that they used to. So the products have gotten better, although not dramatically different. On the electric side of things, that's where the advancement, has been a lot more prevalent. You see, solar panels getting more efficient every year. I personally like to draw the comparison to like a cell phone, for example. There's a new one that comes out every year, and it's always just a little bit better than what the last generation was. And you kind of see the same tendency in the solar industry as well. So getting better every year. It's not really getting as cheap as fast as it used to. So there's not really any sense in, I'm going to wait for it to get cheaper. I'm going to wait for it to get cheaper, because that's kind of tapered off now. This is kind of held steady for the last 5 years or so there.
Got it. Now, are there solar, being in Florida, you think it'd be bigger than what it is? I mean, you think everybody would have solar down here. Do you think there's a reason behind that, or is it just Florida's a little bit slower to get going with it?
Yeah, so I think part of that explanation is Florida is, we have a older demographic than a lot of other places, especially here locally. And so they're, a little bit more, I would say, cautious of what they explore, at least financially and with their investments. So, there's part of that. And the other thing is, although we get a tremendous amount of sun, being the sunshine state, we have relatively inexpensive power, or at least historically we used to. I haven't pulled up the numbers recently, but I think, as recently as like 2 years ago, we were the fifth cheapest state in the country as far as utility rates went. So it didn't hurt very bad financially for people to not do this. They didn't have much of a reason. But I'm sure you, as well as a lot of people listening, don't feel the same way anymore. Power bills have been getting more and more and more.
Yeah, they like everything going up and up and up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, obviously taking a look at solar is what more people should be doing right now. Now, are there any, I would say you touched on a few of them, but are there any myths or misconceptions that we could kind of bust for our listeners out there in regards to solar?
Yeah, I would say the two biggest misconceptions that I hear, and it's funny because they're polar opposites. I hear it's too expensive, which, I guess depending on your frame of mind, you could perceive it that way. I tell folks to think of it like buying a lifetime's worth of electricity, you know, all at once. Obviously, buying the lifetime supply of anything at one time would be expensive. If you wanted to go to Publix and buy a lifetime's worth of groceries, that's going to be a large bill. Doesn't mean it doesn't have value because you're locking it in at today's rate. Whereas we know, just like you said, things keep getting more and more expensive. So first misconception, it's expensive. You can finance this just like you would a vehicle or a house. You don't buy those in cash typically either. And if you're financing this, it's cheaper than what your power bill was to begin with. So if you were used to paying $300 a month, $250 is less. So yes, it's expensive, but you're net $50 positive each month. The other side of that I hear is it's free, or the government's going to pay for it. You see a lot of those kind of ads on social media nowadays, and there's always a grain of truth to anything. But that's in large, just kind of a marketing ploy that, you know, it kind of gotcha. Like, oh, now that I got your attention, I'll explain the details. So it's not free. You know, the government's not going to pay for it, at least not entirely. But the truth to it is that there's a 30% tax credit for, you know, whatever you end up spending. So Uncle Sam doesn't pay for it all, but he does chip in his fair share, 30% of whatever the overall project ended up costing you.
So I know you're a family-owned business. You've been around for, God, almost 50 years now. Mm-hmm. How did you get into the solar industry? How did you get into this?
So me personally, I joined the team in 2018. So I've been here for, I think I'm going on almost 6 years at this point. But I have a degree in environmental science. And while I was in college, I sold cars. So when I moved down to Florida, this was kind of, it seemed almost like a happy meshing of those two, you know, passions and experience. So that's how I found myself here.
Interesting. So, and the family, how far, obviously going back 50 years, how did they begin in this industry?
Yeah, so it started with our current owner's father. Dan is our current owner. And it started with solar pool heating back in the day. And the story goes that I guess there was like a surplus of the materials that some nearby person had. And so he said, I'll sell these. And it caught like wildfire. People down here wanted to, you know, extend the length of swim season that they had. And it was a really inexpensive and efficient way to do that. So they started, you know, taking off from there.
Yeah, we all love our pools down here. We just don't like that water, you know, too chilly.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it gets this time of year, it happens quick. We go from, you know, it feeling 100 degrees outside to, you know, today I'm wearing a sweatshirt, and it happens quicker than you think.
Yeah, and the heat from the pool is just leaving every day. It's crazy. Yep. So you personally, outside of work, mm-hmm. what do you enjoy doing?
I enjoy being a father. I have two young children, and my passion with them is coaching soccer. I'm a youth soccer coach. I have two different teams. I have a group of 5-year-olds, which is its own challenge, but rewarding in its own way. And then I have a group of advanced, competitive level 9-year-olds, which, you know, I can really kind of dive deeper and share more of a knowledge and love of the game with those guys. But I love that.
That's great. Yeah. And sports have changed a lot since I was younger too, as far as the travel and the commitments and,
mm-hmm. you know,
it's a full-time job for parents.
I spend probably 5 days a week on a soccer field. Easy.
That's crazy. That is crazy. So are there other things that our listeners should probably know about solar that maybe they don't know or you'd like to share with them?
Yeah. You know, what I always tell folks is that it's an investment. You know, you're spending money, but ultimately you're going to spend money to save money. There's no way to do solar and not come out ahead. You will end up saving. It's just a question of, given your house, how much and how fast. You know, how much are you going to save and how quickly are you going to do so? And then recently, you know, a lot of my conversations have revolved around what happens in storms. just because Ian's fresh in everybody's mind, and a lot of people, you know, had significant damage from that. So, you know, what does that entail? How does this stuff hold up? And by and large, it's going to do better than just about any other part of the house. It gets anchored into the truss of the home, which is like the skeleton, if you're unfamiliar. And, you know, unless something physically hits the house, like a tree, it's not really going anywhere.
So holding on pretty tight there. So mm-hmm. are there, where do I want to go with that? Obviously, there's a need for solar. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing it more so in new construction or retrofitting?
So,
or a combo of both.
I would say the majority of our projects are still retrofit because the majority of the homes already exist. And that's easy enough. There's no real challenge in doing that. It's pretty straightforward. But we also have a steady, demand for new constructions. People that have lived here historically, but they're building a new house, say, hey, you know, I want to get this from day one. And we go in, with nothing but the architectural plans. And I design a system based off, the blueprints of the house doesn't even exist yet. And, you have it as a homeowner from day one.
Very good. Very good. It's like I said, I think more and more people are becoming aware of solar and the benefits. And especially like you had mentioned with the rising cost of utilities nowadays, I think it's definitely a viable option for Florida that more people need to be seeking out. So I appreciate what you guys are doing, and hopefully your business continues to grow for the next 50 years as well. So
it's gotten bigger and bigger every year.
Yes, and that's a good thing. Yeah,
absolutely.
How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way would be online. Our website is seemore.solar. So that's SEEMORE. Like you're seeing more solar. So you can find us on a simple Google search. More than welcome to call the office as well. Whichever way, Facebook, we're on all of it.
You're out there. People just mm-hmm. need to get out and find you, and hopefully just help spread the word as well too. Corey, it's been a pleasure getting to know you today, and we look forward to seeing you out there in the community.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpestero.com. That's gnpestero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.